T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we love David Green, and he's on the WadeFor.com hotline right now. David, a damn good dog on a day after, I don't know, John and I were talking about arguably the greatest college football game ever played. Talk about the range of emotions from the Michelle fumble to the Michelle game winner, David.
Well, I tell you what a game. I mean, you can probably tell my voice is raspy today. We were over at a buddy's house with probably about 6 families watching that game, and it's amazing. I don't think I've ever gotten into a football game quite like that. You know, you're just kind of building up in that first half, and, you know, the second half, the way we came out there, and you could tell we made adjustments, and it was working, and there was hope. Like you said, that fumble was brutal, but I tell you what, man, the mental makeup of this team, I never doubted that we could do it. I knew we had guys that they play like champions. They got that mindset where they just keep, you know, a little slogan, man, they just keep chopping, and they did. And on a stage like that, to be able to perform the way they did and pull that out, I mean, I tell you what, and I probably speak for most of the dog fans, I'm still on the high. I mean, I could barely go to sleep last night. I started thinking, I was like, is there something wrong with me that I'm this jacked up? But man, the excitement and just that game in general, the intensity, the emotional roller coaster, that'll go down as, you know, one of the greatest, if not the greatest, Georgia game ever.
David Green with us on the WadeFor.com hotline. David, no, there's nothing wrong with you. Us as sports fans on this side do it all the time. The Falcons will win a playoff game. I'll be awake till 4 in the morning knowing that the next day is going to be bad. I'll ask you. I asked Randy Kern. I asked Shock the same thing. Mark Owens was crying from about mid-third quarter on. Did you shed a tear at the end of the game?
I didn't. I didn't shed a tear, but I'll tell you this. I felt like a proud dad almost. I kind of feeling. And I'm telling you, I'm just so excited. I've got so much respect for this football team. I know how hard it is to go out there and play. And to see these guys have the mindset, and they're so together. You know, they pick each other up. When somebody needs to make a play, they make it. And there's no excuses. They just keep battling. They fight for each other. It's fun to watch, and they're not selfish. That's the other thing. The thing that I love to see, you don't see 75-yard touchdowns if you're on a selfish football team. But when you see guys out there, wide receiver, making blocks downfield, even Jake Fromm on the last play of the game, he's out there blocking. I mean, it's that unselfish attitude. It's the epitome of what team is about. And these guys have bought into it. And obviously, you got to give kudos to Kirby Smart for his leadership, because he has really changed the culture of this program.
Great point. David Green joining Rick and John here on a Dog Day Tuesday. And quite the opposite. Dog days usually stink. This is quite the opposite, man. But we give this day to the dogs. They certainly earned it. David, late first half, reverse, throw to Baker Mayfield in the end zone, 31-14. I kind of sort of thought the game was over at that point. Did you?
Well, it was certainly there was no question things were not going our way. I knew we still had 30 minutes, but I knew something drastic had to happen quickly in order for it to – for us to even have a shot. You know, when they did that squib kick right after and we had that field goal, you know, right before half, I mean, that to me, that was the difference in the game. It allowed us to stay in the ball game, and it gave us a little momentum going into halftime. But the thing that I love to see is I love Kirby Smart. You got to go back and watch Kirby Smart's little interview right there at half. There wasn't a bit of panic. He knew there was a couple adjustments we needed to make. And I'm sure he had a nice message to the team. And I tell you what, that's amazing. That's what great coaches get paid to do, is make those adjustments on the fly at halftime. And then it came out, and it was a totally different defense in that second half. And I think as soon as we held them to 2-3 and outs in a row, we knew we were right back in the game.
David, some adjustments were made on offense as well. I thought they did a great job in the play-action game. I thought, obviously, the run going for over 300 yards did that. But think about Jim Chaney, a guy that I know a lot of dog fans wanted to run out of town last year. It's good to see Kirby have patience, and it's paying off in a big way.
is paying off in a huge way. And I think it helps when you got a guy like Jake Fromm who's putting them in the right play, number one. And then when you have, you know, so many talented guys, he's doing a great job of using his weapons in a good way. And they're all playing with so much confidence. I mean, the way Chubb's running, the way Michelle's running, how about Wims out wide? I mean, he's probably one of the most underrated players, you know, in the country right now. I mean, he's going up and making huge plays for us. And the list goes on and on. Everyone on this team, everyone on this offense is stepping up when their number's called.
David, is it crazy to think that Roquan Smith is the, or arguably, the greatest defensive player in Georgia Bulldogs history? Is that just nutty, or are you kind of buying it right now with the second half that he had and obviously the Buckets-winning season he had?
Well, I'll say this. You know, it doesn't even take someone that understands college football to watch him play and realize this guy makes a difference. He's always around the ball. I remember watching probably the Tech and even the SEC championship game. You know, if they said he got 12 tackles, I think he got cheated on 10 of them. I swear he is on just about every single play. When I watch him, it seems like he's got about 25 tackles every game. You know, it's weird. He kind of got off to a slow start yesterday. I don't know if it was the flow of the game or nerves or what. I'm not going to say tentative was the word, but he just looked – it seemed like he wasn't trusting his instincts as much in that first quarter. But I tell you what, man, once he got going, golly, did he make some plays down the stretch. I mean, there's so many times when they hit the corner, and it's either Roquan or the guy's going to get another 20 yards, and he seems to make that play every time.
We've got David Green with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Danny Cannell, who used to work at ESPN, said that this national title game will be bad for college football because it's SEC versus SEC. Do you have that view at all?
No. I think people don't care, or at least my opinion, I could care less what conference they come from. I just want to see the two best teams slugging it out. Honestly, if the game, the Georgia-Oklahoma game, I don't think people would care. If that was the national championship, I think the entire country would have loved it because it was a great football. It was a great football game. It was a clean game. Both teams showed up, executed, played great. I think typically it's folks that aren't part of the SEC that are SEC haters typically are the ones that end up caring about what conference they come from.
I love that take right there. David Green joining Rick and John here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Greeny, do you agree with Davin Bellamy that Baker Mayfield needs to humble himself?
Well, I don't know. Look, there's a few things, he said that I don't necessarily agree with. But I'll say this. I think he actually showed a lot of class. I think he's a great competitor. I think there's probably times he didn't know, you know, where the line is. But I tell you what, as a player, I love the fact that he shows up every week. That boy is fun to watch. He reminds me of Johnny Manziel. And a lot of times they can be over the top with things. But if you're going to buy a ticket to come watch him play, he is not mailing it in. That boy's out there to compete. And he didn't disappoint last night either. I mean, that guy shows up. He gets after it. Whether or not he's a little arrogant or whatnot, sure, but that's part of what makes him great. But I actually think there is a little bit of, you know, humble pie. He came over there and congratulated Jake Fromm and some other players and gave Roquan Smith a lot of love before the game. He was bragging about him and talked about Herschel. So I think there's part of him that shows a tremendous amount of respect, and I'm sure there's other parts as well that kind of rub a lot of people the wrong way.
David, what did it mean for Sony Michel to be able to bounce back there at the end? Had the fumble that puts him down 45-38, but then he's the guy with the game clincher. How good did you feel for Sony?
It felt awesome, and you can tell by just hearing Kirby speak about he and Chubb. I mean, these guys are the leaders of the football team. I mean, those are the guys when Kirby's looking to drill down a message, he's talking to those guys to deliver it to their team. And, I mean, what those two guys have meant to the program and the way Sony, you know, played last night and made those plays, you know, of course he was devastated after that fumble. He never does it. Anybody that watches Georgia football realizes he never coughs the ball up. That's not what he does. And for him to be able to bounce back, I can only imagine how emotional it was for him, you know, as he got through that goal line.
David Green joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, talking about the Dogs' victory over Oklahoma. And, David, one of the vibes that I've been talking about throughout the day, and, you mentioned the start on defense was like, who are these guys, right? And Kirby Smart said something at halftime about they were playing nervous. But to me, to get out of those nerves, they started being the bully, like DeAndre Baker was in the SEC title game, landing on Kerryon Johnson and kind of aggravating that shoulder injury a little bit. Ledbetter landing on Rodney Anderson. You had Rochester with the knee at the end of that play on Mayfield. Did you like that bully mentality? And do you agree with me that that bully mentality is what got him over the hump last night?
There's no question. And it's funny, by watching the game, especially in the second half, there was a couple times it went back and forth. You know, they talk about momentum in a football game, and that's exactly what it is. It's the one who's got the most confidence, who's playing with the most swagger. And it was wild last night watching us, where we come out in the second half, we start bullying them. We're bringing the intensity to them. We're smothering them on defense. They can't hardly get a yard. And then the tables turn, the momentum flips. And then they're the ones that are smothering us. And then we end up fighting through and making the big play and then flipping it right back. And people, I think fans don't understand this. The hardest thing as a player is when the momentum is completely against you, finding a way to make plays to get that momentum back. And you really got to give the guys on both teams credit, because they flipped that momentum back and forth so many times in that second half and overtime. Just, you know, it was a slugfest right there at the end. And they kept stepping up, both sides stepping up and making plays for the team.
David,
that block and the last thing is that block by Lorenzo Carter. I mean, that was crazy. That reminded me of the old Boss Bailey days of seeing Boss jump over the line blocking the field goal. That was amazing.
David, you said earlier it might be the best game in Georgia history. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Hopefully it's topped on Monday. Where do you think it ranks as far as best games in college football history? I've got it on a short list of about four or five. It was just that unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm probably a little biased just because, you know, I had a dog in the fight. but I think it would be certainly hard to top. Anybody that watched that game from the second half through both overtimes, it's hard to get any better than that. I mean, just the emotion, the intensity, the level of execution, the level of talent on the field on both sides, it's hard to get better than that. I mean, there's a lot of guys that were on that field last night that will make a lot of money at the next level. And we got to see them in a very pressure-packed situation step up and just make plays and just battle back and forth, and it was very evenly matched.
David Green joining the Midday Show with Rick and John, having a blast with this conversation. And very simply, what is the best thing that Kirby Smart did last night?
Well, I think just his leadership, and I don't think it's something you can just say last night. Well, if I had to just say last night, I would say the adjustments he made at halftime. But I would say the culture and belief that he has brought to this program over the last 2 years, to develop that championship mindset, it doesn't happen overnight. It's taken a year and a half to develop this, but that's why we won the game last night. It wasn't necessarily we had more talented guys or they did. We just kept battling. We got in that right mindset. It was one play at a time, that keep chopping mentality, and they believe in each other. They're playing for each other. It's together. It's the next man up. All those things combined on top of great coaching and great leadership is the reason we won. And it's never just one thing that that makes a championship team. It's kind of all those things mixed together. It takes a while to develop, but it sure is fun to see it when it happens on a stage like that.
I know it's a week away. What's the one thing they'd have to do to win that championship next week against Alabama?
Well, we can't turn the ball over, number one. I think Jake Fromm's going to have a huge game. Because the one thing, Nick Saban, he's not going to let Nick Chubb and Sony Michel beat him. Now, look, that's not the first coach that has said that. I think most coaches throughout the SEC. But that will be the best front seven that we see, depending on how healthy Alabama is with the linebackers. But he's going to make sure that box is crowded the whole time. So our guys out wide, Godwin, Wims, they're going to have to make plays. Jake Fromm's going to have to make big plays. And we cannot let Jalen Hurts run wild on us, making those huge plays, getting outside the pocket. So we can't turn the ball over, and we got to find a way to contain Jalen Hurts as much as possible.
It's a great call. David Green joining Rick and John here. And, David, I don't know if you know this stat, but Nick Saban is 11-0 all-time against his proteges. Before the playoff, I picked Georgia to beat Oklahoma. I picked Georgia to beat Alabama, and I'm sticking with that prediction. But in terms of that smart Saban matchup and that 11-0 stat, what's your take on that?
Well, it's pretty impressive. I mean, I think it's not even just Coach Saban and his proteges. It's really Coach Saban and whoever he's played since he's been coaching at Alabama over the last, you know, however many years. Look, Coach Saban is one of the best that's ever been in the business. He will have his team ready to play. He always does. He's built the dynasty. He's had tremendous talent there for years and years. They've got more depth than we do. Both teams are playing with a lot of confidence, a lot of momentum. I think we'll actually see get the most out of both teams at the same time. I think it's going to be a tremendous game. Now, I will say this. You know, probably some coaches have maybe been a little intimidated by Coach Saban going up against them. One thing Kirby does not lack is any confidence. Not saying, and I think he's got that little swagger in a good way where he's going, look, let's bring it. And so I think Kirby's going to have his team ready to play. If there's anybody that understands Nick Saban and his mindset and philosophy, it's going to be Kirby. And so I think they'll both coaches will probably have a good idea how the other one thinks and operate. And hopefully it'll be a great game.
David, great stuff. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the week, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you next week, hopefully after a Dogs national title.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.